Our next report comes from Hill City. Matt Aleva is the teacher.
Hello, this is Jack
and Trevor
with the phenology report from Hill City School Phenology Trail, located in Hill City School Forest during the week of October 21st through the 25th, 2019.
On Hill City School Phenology Trail, we observed the red Oger dogwood, 100% leaf loss, the speckled alder, 100% leaf loss.
The buckthorn leaves are wilting and are full of brown spots with only 15% leaf loss. And the highbush cranberry, 100% leaf loss.
The beaked hazel, 100% leaf loss. The white oak, 100% leaf loss. Around the Hill City School Forest area,
Tyler observed a lot of swans on Smith Lake outside of Grand Rapids. Chicken Nugget observed that the level of Hill Lake is higher than normal. T-Bone saw a water spire in Morrison Brook.
Deer activity is increasing. A few students saw active foxes. Chicago Logan saw a few dragonflies on Saturday and Sunday.
Gould saw a wild turkey in his grandma's field. First Hour Biology smelled traces of skunk spray and squirrel activity.
Multiple students observed a bear and three cubs crossing Highway 169 north and south of Hill City. And a dead bear cub was seen on Highway 200 bridge on Hill Lake.
The water level of Morrison Brook is starting to flood the area over the banks of the brook.
It's a bird, it's a bee, it's phenology.
All right, thank you, Matt. Good job, Jack, Trevor. Nicely done. I love the nicknames. 100% leaf loss down there, except for the buckthorns, and that definitely comports with what we have here in the Grand Rapids area. Water striders, those things, you know, it's like if there's liquid water, it seems like they're unaffected by the temperature. Skunks, I've noticed a few dead skunks myself, and I've smelled a couple. A bear moving about with cubs, that seems kind of late in the season, but you know, you can't account for bears. They're big enough to do what they want, and you shouldn't be arguing with them no matter what they decide to do, unless they're trying to come in your house. Then you can argue.